Bad luck. They say things happen in three. For me, it was. It was three car repairs with my wife and my car. And then our dogs have been sick, too, a lot going to the vet, like having a hard time keeping food down. $2,000 or $3,000 in the past 2 weeks. Like, we're not made of money. I don't know what everybody thinks, but I'm like, hey, can I borrow a couple of bucks there, Alex? What do you say? You can hit us up if you've got one of those experiences. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Rocky says, over 2 weeks, my washer died, had a flat tire, and I cracked my windshield. Ooh, that's a lot of money.
That sounds like a country song, too. A lot of these sound like you could do a country song to them.
My washer died.
And I got a flat tire.
And my window broke. Let's talk to Casey. Tell me about your bad luck. What exactly happened?
Well, last year, I had to get reconstructive knee surgery. Granted, I'm only 24, so I had complete, like, not a knee replacement, but just, like, reconstructive knee surgery. And then I was in therapy for 16 weeks, but not even 3 months after this knee surgery, I had a freak accident where I accidentally stabbed my hand, and I cut tendons. And so I had to get reconstructive surgery in my hand as well. So I spent 6 months in therapy. And, oh, it was on the same side as well. It was both my left knee and my left hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy crap.
Are you left-handed?
No.
Okay, at least you're lucky with that. But
yeah, you got to stay away from knives, anything.
Was the surgeon hot? Why did you hurt yourself again?
Actually, the surgeon was the one who did my knee surgery. Ooh. Actually, you know what? They were both really hot.
Ooh, were they married?
They were like young, hot daughters. Oh my gosh, doctors. So I was like, if you ever need a babysitter, hit me up, please.
Were they both married? Because, like, you could have one and I could have one.
They were both married.
Dang
but
it, they always are.
Maybe they need a, like, I mean, you know, sometimes they like those young girls
on
the
knows?
Side.
So you want to be a side piece? Okay, okay.
Not really.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Casey.
Thanks.
We love it. I love Casey's personality. She's so happy with all that crap happening. Like, I messed up my arm. I messed up my leg. Andrew, you had something happen at what, the age of six?
Yeah, I scraped my knee, and it was, like, almost down to the bone. Right after that, my parents got a divorce, right? And I ended up walking inside the kitchen one morning, and I saw my cousin and my mom kissing. So, yeah.
Man, you had an amazing childhood, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
How old was your cousin?
He was like 30 years old.
Okay, and what cousin? First cousin, second cousin, third cousin, or way down the line cousin?
He was like, yeah, he was way down the line cousin. Everyone knew him as my cousin.
Okay, that's super weird. So did they date after that, or like what the
heck? Yeah, they're still together now.
What?
It's been, I don't know how long, I can't remember.
You call your cousin dad?
Hell no. I live with my father right now, I'm happy.
Andrew, man, thank you, we appreciate it.
I thought I left Kentucky behind when I came here.
You brought it with you.
I did.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
My name's Sierra.
Hey, good morning, Sierra. Hopefully things are good now, but did you have like a string of bad luck where just one thing after another happened to you?
Kissing cousins.
Not that, but...
Jealous!
Yeah. There's different things. Like, in my family, we have the whole, like, you know, death in threes. And, like, the weird thing is, though, is we have pregnancies in threes.
Ooh.
So it's always, like, if one person's pregnant, we're, like, scoping out the two others. We're like, okay, who's pregnant now?
It's not the thing of being pregnant in threes is not from the same guy, right?
Oh, hell no.
Ew.
That would be bad.
But, yeah, like, what happened to me was, it was kind of all, like, in a one-week span. It was a while ago, but there was one time, like, I was going fishing with friends, and I had the fishing hook stuck in my finger, and it took us a while to get it out. Well, then that same week, we were riding the golf cart, and I went to, like, get out, and, like, my friend went to, like hit the, like, gas, and, like, I hit my chest on the bar.
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't breathe, and I was, like, hyperventilating, trying to catch my breath. And then in the same, like, week span, we were driving the four-wheelers, and my friend ran into bushes, and I had, like, an inch-long piece of wood stuck in my eye.
Okay, I need you to stop. There. I can't do any eyeball stuff
at
all.
So how did you get the wood out of your eye?
Well, my eye was really irritated, and I was like, oh my God, there's something in my eye. Like, I can't focus. My eye keeps getting watery. And so they're like, okay, let me look in your eye. So I was like moving my eye around, and I got lucky because it was in the, like, where your tear duct is. It barely missed my tear duct, but it was launched right between there and my eye.
Alex is taking her headphones off right now.
I can't hear anything. My hands are over my ears, so I can't hear because I cannot do eyeball stories.
She just cannot handle it at all. I think that's, I'm glad you're, but your vision's fine, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just, it was, I don't know, I was actually really glad because, I mean, you could do so much damage with your eyes. So.
No, for sure.
But okay. So I'm really
all
glad.
Right. Thank
like,
you. That would be cool to walking around like a toothpick hanging out of your eye. Bye. Like, hey, everybody.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
317-239-100. Now, let's do a few more of these calls. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Dirty.
Hey, man, did you have kind of a string of bad luck?
Yeah, and actually it's happened in the past, I don't know, two and a half days.
Dang, man.
Back to back to back.
What happened?
All right, well, Sunday I go to change my brakes in my car. I can't get one of my tires off. So Monday morning I had to throw it in the shop. I put it in the shop. They end up breaking a stud on my tire, and I wait at the shop for 3 hours.
Why'd you wait? You should have gone and gone to the mall
or something. Drove home or something?
Well, call an Uber.
They have his car.
Well, everybody I knew was at work, so I had no other option just sit and wait on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Get the car back. Go to work. At work, all I do is shut my door, and my whole driver's side window just decided to fall out of my window. I mean, I have no driver's side window. I didn't slam it. I just literally shut it.
How old is your car?
It's a 99.
Okay, it's time to get a new car.
I know. Next thing that happened.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation.
Yesterday morning, my girlfriend backed up into my truck.
Oh, my God.
You should break up with her for that. She probably did that on purpose. She wants that thing to die.
On top of everything else, I have rent due. All my bills are coming at me in one big old bam.
Dude, so, I say just, like, you fake your death,
can
man.
Can I get a break?
Craigslist your car for parts. Get some money to go towards all the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Who wants that cursed car?
No
some
kidding.
People do.
I'm driving my car. Mine's an 06 with like 203,000 miles, but I don't know if the window, even if the window doesn't want to stay up for you anymore, it might be time just to, you know, let it be and set it free. If you've got anything else, because I can't believe how many people are calling in. I hope they have better stories now, like things are good.
If you have an eyeball story, hang up now. I don't want any more.
Well,
I can't handle it.
We're going to move on, but Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We can also throw this up to Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. But just the story that you might have where you had a string of bad luck. Hopefully things are better, but what exactly happened to you?